Fanning, I'll kick it to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said that it's not close between Patrick Mahomes and Drew Brees for the NFL MVP award. Did last night help or hurt his chances to win MVP?
I think it hurt him. You can look at the 6 touchdown passes and the almost 500 yards of passing and say, wow, what hell of a game for that kid. And it was. But he also had 3 picks and fumbled twice. Here's the deal when it comes to the MVP. And I think Mahomes is going to get his. And he still may get it this year. Depending on what happens with the Chiefs, if he turns it around, I don't know what's going to happen, you know what, in the last 5 weeks of the season. MVPs win games late. MVPs on the road against other Super Bowl contenders go out there and get the job done when it matters most. MVPs don't throw 2 interceptions with under 2 minutes to go in the game. MVPs take you down and they kick a field goal and at least tie it and get you to overtime. That's not what Mahomes did last night. Mahomes was great for a lot of the time, and I think he's going to be – I mean, he has a chance when it's all said and done to be one of the great ones. You know, and I'm so happy that he's our quarterback here in Kansas City. But I'm sorry, last night to me, it made the case worse for Mahomes to win the MVP because MVPs win those games. MVPs will their team to win. MVPs don't throw 2 picks in the final 2 minutes of a game.
It is very, very weird to say that I think all 3 of these things are going to happen for Patrick Mahomes. Maybe 4 things. I think Mahomes is going to throw for like 4,500 yards this season. He's at 36-28. They got 5 games left. I think he gets really, really close. Probably even more than that. He has 37 touchdown passes this year. I don't see a scenario, barring injury, that Patrick Mahomes does not throw 50 touchdown passes this year. He's going to throw. You play Oakland twice, and maybe you don't need that last game. You got Oakland, you got the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes is going to throw at least 50 touchdown passes, and the only 2 quarterbacks to do that are Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. That is the elite class, the best of the best. That is one of the 5 best quarterback seasons we've seen in the history of the NFL if Mahomes can get to 50 touchdown passes this season. So we think there's a chance that Mahomes can throw 51, 52 touchdown passes, 15 interceptions, have a quarterback rating over 110. And I agree with you. I think yesterday Mahomes took a step back in the MVP race, and it is now Drew Brees' to lose. Even though at the end of the season, I think Mahomes is going to have a better numbers than Drew Brees. Man, you had 2 chances to win MVP yesterday. You threw an interception on both of those drives.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate that it comes down to those 2 kind of plays. I think it would have been better for Mahomes to throw 3 touchdown passes in yesterday's game, maybe kind of play how Jared Goff played but not have those mistakes at the end of the game. I think that gives you the boost. You had an MVP kind of moment in front of the entire world yesterday, and you didn't come through. Not saying you didn't have a great season, and he'll probably be second-team All-Pro when I think it comes to it, but I have to agree with you. Based on what we saw yesterday, I think Drew Brees is now the favorite to win MVP.
And I want to make sure we say that there are 5 games to go in the season. I mean, that could change. I mean, you know, Drew Brees right now, the reason I think Drew Brees is going to win the MVP, he beat the Rams for 1. He's completing 77% of his – 77% of his passes right now, which to me is ridiculous. 77% of his passes, 25 touchdowns and 1 pick. He beat the Rams. He's only got 1 loss. That's an MVP-type year. Mahomes is having a phenomenal year, especially for a first year as a starter with 37 touchdown passes and 10 picks. I mean, and he's completing almost 68% of his passes. He's having a great year. I mean, a great year. And a lot of years, that'll win you the MVP. But not this year. Because, again, MVPs win those games. And he had a chance to do it last night, and he didn't do it. We talk about the defense. Oh, can they get a stop? Or not? Well, they got one. They got one last night. Gave you a minute to go in the game. Or 50 seconds, whatever it was, after Tyreek Hill return that freaking punt out of the end zone, which drove me crazy. But he had a chance right there to get him in field goal range. He didn't do it. And Mahomes is going to be able to do that. He'll do it at some point. Hell, we saw him do it in Denver, down 2 scores in the 4th quarter. But he didn't do it last night. And if you're trying to win MVP, you got to get the job done there.
Text line 69306. Who's to say that Drew Brees won't have a bad game or 2 down the stretch? Very, very possible.
Could happen.
Speck, you and I have been having this debate off the air for like the last 3 weeks or so. I've now got it down to 2 people realistically can win MVP. It's either going to be Patrick Mahomes or Drew Brees. Todd Gurley didn't play very well yesterday, had an amazing season. I think Gurley's maybe a little bit injured. Certainly how they were using him was a little bit funny. There was that borderline horse collar in the 1st quarter of the game, and Gurley never really appeared to be the same. I think it's very easily right now either Patrick Mahomes or Drew Brees to win MVP. I don't think realistically anybody else can win.
Yeah, and the issue for Mahomes is he has one more game on national television. He gets Thursday night against the Chargers, and that's about it, because you're going to have two games against the Raiders, which nobody cares about. The schedule down the stretch, I mean, yeah, you have the Ravens, yeah, you have the Seahawks, but you only have one primetime game. He had the chance to do it last night, and it fizzled short. If he had done it, I think he would have had it in the bag, but after what Drew Brees has done the last 3 weeks against the defending Super Bowl champs and the Rams, and I can't remember who the other team was that Drew Brees went against the last 3 weeks, I think Drew Brees is now the front runner for MVP.
Well, Drew Brees has three more primetime games. He's got one Thursday against the Falcons on Thanksgiving, another Thursday night game against the Dallas Cowboys on the road, and a Monday night game at Carolina against Cam and the Panthers.
Yeah, that's going to be very hard to overcome.
Yeah, I mean, if Drew Brees goes out there and wins those games, he's the MVP, and he deserves it. I mean, he's had a phenomenal year. And again, I do think there is some sentiment out there for the old Hall of Fame quarterback who's had a phenomenal year and has never won an MVP. I think that's going to play into it.
I mean, I think we really look back and you just kind of maybe look at it from the Patrick Mahomes perspective of, I think many of us thought that he was going to be good this season. Like,
Not in the MVP conversation.
By the time Patrick Mahomes' season is over, he is going to put together a top 10 quarterback season in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, someone on the text line makes a really good point. You think he only gets to 4,500, that's 900 over the next five games. He'll get to 5,000. No, you're right. I was off when it comes to my math. So Mahomes could throw for 5,000 yards this season, which I think only six quarterbacks have done off the top of my head. He could throw 50 touchdown passes. That's 13 over the next five. And I don't think he throws more than 15 interceptions this year and has a quarterback rating. Right now, it's at 117.9. Let's go ahead and give him 115 for the year. Mahomes is going to have, and top 10 might even be really generous. It might be like top five quarterback season we've seen all time in year one as a starter. Like, you can't play the quarterback position much better than Patrick Mahomes has played so far this season. And the NFL, we've talked about this all season. I think yesterday was a really good example that the NFL, I think, is going to be in a situation. Because, Speck, as an NBA fan, you remember, whenever Jordan retired, there was a hole in the NBA until Kobe really, really got good. Mm-hmm. They didn't have their next guy. And that doesn't appear to be the case right now in the NFL.
No.
The NFL has is moving on from its star quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes is appearing to be that kind of quarterback. Jared Goff appears to be that way. Carson Wentz appears to be that way. Deshaun Watson appears to be that way. Man, the old guard is starting to either get too old or start to retire, and the new guard is certainly holding up their end of the bargain when it comes to great quarterback play.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we didn't know where these quarterbacks were going to come from, right? And then Jared Goff got in the league. He looked like a boss his rookie year. Now he's not. He's phenomenal. Mahomes is here now. Deshaun Watson is here now. I know, you know, I think a lot of people are still on the fence with Mitch Trubisky, but I think he's going to be okay. I think the NFL is in great shape now with great young quarterbacks.